It's the Gadget Grill on 88.1 Radio 2RDJ, the voice of the Inner West. It's the Gadget Grill for the 2nd of August 2009, and my name is Lee Stark.
My name is Gary Stark. You sound excited.
I am excited to be breathing in all this fresh air for a change.
Oh, yes.
I'm excited to be breathing in because on tonight's show,
there will be a paucity of fresh air.
Yeah, yeah. We've got a supply, of oxygen attached to the door.
We're going to do the show with smoke and mirrors.
That's right.
Bring your own Zimmer frame.
Bring your own water. There's some smoke here. That's a song we got it programmed in. Damn. Tonight we're talking about the cigarette. Actually, we're talking about the e-cigarette, which we've brought up before. We brought it up and then someone emailed us about it. And now we're bringing it up again because the news is back and the e-cigarette has actually really being found out about. It's actually got a place in the market, apparently. So we'll be talking about that tonight on tonight's show. We'll even play the clip of you, or the clip of me, inhaling this awful thing, so you can remember just how bad it was, or at least bad for me. That's all.
Keep talking.
Is that it? I never remembered that this, what the song was. I guess that is Smoke on the Water, isn't it?
It is, yes.
Okay, well, on tonight's show, we've also got a whole plethora of news. Right, you've got like a... In terms of saving paper, you're wonderful. Bang that on the table right now? Yeah, if you can...
I've got a ream of news.
Yeah, you've really got a... I don't know.
It's been a busy week.
Yeah, you want to turn it off now?
Okay.
It's been a busy week for news. There's a whole bunch of news up there. By the way, all our songs tonight are about the humble cigarette, or at least things that the cigarette does, like smoke or burn or things like that. So that's on tonight's show. We've got... basically a whole bunch of fun. I think we are probably going to lose our minds more than they already are tonight, correct?
Oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear. That's a sorry state of affairs.
It's a little bit sorry state of affairs. Should we get into a song first before we do anything else?
Oh, if you want to.
I'm not trying to blow smoke up your ass. I'm really not. Yeah. This is Eskimo Joe with Smoke.
Keep smoking, it's cold and never go away. I keep talking, I know you'll never come and stay.
Jazz, it's not for everybody. It's better than that. Whether your taste is trad, blues, straight ahead, hard bop, bebop, New Orleans funk, or Afro-Cuban, we play it for you. Every weekday, 11 till 1. Here on Radio 2 RDJ FM 88.1, or on the internet, www.radio2rdj.com.
It's the Gadget Grill on 88.1 Radio 2RDJ, the voice which I am told is of the Inner West. If you're listening to us on a radio, that's amazing because I haven't seen anyone for a long time who actually has a proper radio. You know they have these things called digital radios out now?
As a matter of fact, there's a big promotion going on in the city this I think it's this Thursday.
Cool. Unfortunately, the station does not broadcast on digital, so don't go.
You can meet all of your favourite presenters from this station at this station, because none of them, to my knowledge, will be going there.
So you can actually listen to this show on 88.1 if you are. If not, you can head to the website at www.radio2rdj.com, where you can listen to us in full streaming surround over a Winamp or an iTunes or a Windows Media sort of connection. Alternatively, I'm just going to pull a business card out here and read from the business card. You can head to www.gadgetgrill.com.au, because I can't remember my own website, to find all of our other podcasts. We actually had a problem this week, which we fixed, and now all the podcasts are working again.
Oh, well, how about that, eh?
I fixed it while I was, recovering. So, recovering from an overload of news, which right now we currently have. And I'm going to start. You know, Greenpeace, pretty active organization. They like to give people hell. Not so dissimilar from how you give people hell, Dad. Right. But, not you wouldn't do this, because this week they took to Hewlett-Packard and wrote on the top of their headquarters, hazardous products, which kind of jives with HP stands for, I guess. Yeah, kind of, Hewlett Packard, HP, Asda's products. Yeah, how nice of Greenpeace to do that. I wonder how they don't get sued for this, because they did actually leave their signature of Greenpeace on a banner. You'd think that I'm just a bit confused. Isn't the banner on paper, if it's on vinyl or something? Isn't that bad for the environment?
I would say this probably is, unless it's on reconstituted, recycled paper or something like that. Maybe they used toilet paper.
I hope the paint they used was recyclable. Maybe they did use toilet paper.
They probably used lead-based paint.
Lead-based toilet paper. Perhaps it's been somewhere else.
Lead-based toilet paper. Ew. That goes right to the bottom.
Yes, it does. Falls like a clank of bricks or something. Anyway, go on. You go.
Oh,
go,
me.
Go.
Okay. Well, I've got an interesting story.
You've got a lot of interesting stories. Wait. What are you doing? What was that?
That's Kermit Ruffins.
Why are you playing Kermit Ruffins?
Because the dirty keyboard might be killing you softly with its germs.
That was the best version of Killing Me Softly you could find.
Yeah.
You didn't want to play the original? Is it Roberta Flack?
Roberta Flack, yeah. I don't have that here at the moment.
Okay.
So.
This is better anyway.
Yeah. Basically, these people, Unitron, have released a keyboard that's not only washable, but it's also coated with a silver-based biocide for, get this...
What's a biocide?
It kills bios, I guess. For antibacterial...
Can I get a biocide to kill bios?
Antibacterial protection. Apparently, a keyboard, your typical computer keyboard...
That includes UMac users.
Yep. Is filthier than a toilet seat. It has more bacteria than a toilet seat.
I don't actually see that as being a surprising thing. However, a toilet seat has a different type of bacteria on it.
One would hope so.
So, while a keyboard might have more bacteria on it, a toilet is a bad comparison. I think Mythbusters did something like this. The other thing is, would you really like to use your keyboard?
It gives me an interesting concept for a new design for a toilet seat.
It does actually, doesn't it? It's got a keyboard seat cover. You just lift it up.
Yes, there you go. There you go.
What have I got here? I've got Kodak are releasing a new video camera soon. You've got to understand, small video cameras are about to become a very big thing in this country as well. Another company called Flip, which are owned by Cisco, will be releasing one here soon. They've actually got the predecessor in our hands. We shoot video with it. Kodak are going to release a potential Flip Beta. It's basically, looks a lot like an iPod. Looks like your phone. Put it in your pocket. This Flip Beta, which is what I'm calling it at the moment, will feature 1080p recording, image stabilization, expansion using SDHC, and will be able to shoot 5 megapixel images. And the current price you've got here is about under $200. Well, a little, enough under $200, so it could actually be about $250 Australian, which isn't horrific.
That's really quite good, isn't it?
It's my worry is it's Kodak.
Yeah.
But we should be getting a Kodak, a couple Kodak video cameras, the current one they've got here. I think it's the ZI-6 or something like that. We should be getting one of those in for review shortly.
I have a story about a new slim and luggable DVD writer from Pioneer.
I saw this and I want it.
The XD09 measures 5.25 inches by 5.25 inches, which is the normal size of your DVD container, by 0.58 of an inch.
Basically,
half an inch.
The easy way to describe this is it's a little bit thicker than a CD case, and it contains a CD.
Little bit thicker than a CD case. It flips open like a CD case. You put your CD in, or your DVD, because it's a DVD burner.
Yep.
Plug it into your computer, USB connection, and burn your CDs.
Have you heard how cheap it's going to be, though?
The price that I have for it, do I have a price?
I read the price as being $80,
which is
phenomenal considering just what sort of thing it is.
So we're going to ask for one to get a road test on.
Yeah, that would be actually, if we don't end up buying it first, you mean?
Yes.
If that sort of thing occurs. Windows 7, which has been released to manufacturers, where it's been called now the Windows 7 RTM.
Which stands for release to manufacturers.
Basically means it's ready, it's on its way to people like myself and my dad, it's on its way to companies like Asus, Lenovo, and Toshiba, it's on its way to you in October. provided you go and buy a copy.
We'll have
first.
It. We'll have it in about 2 to 3 weeks. And is my expectation.
And I will be running it on my system. I will be the guinea pig because I'm sort of already running the.
Well,
RC.
That explains the little ears and the tail that you've grown.
I meant to tell you we're installing
and a furry face.
I meant to tell you instead of the window at the Gadget Grill, we're actually installing a giant water bottle with a metal tube so I can just suck on it in the
Does
middle of the break.
Does that explain the big wheel that I saw in the living room?
That's what Peter's currently on that right now for the shed.
Right.
He's making sure we have enough electricity to run the show.
Okay, great.
That's what that is. Windows 7, the activation has already been cracked. It didn't take long. It's not even out. That actually beat Windows 9, Windows XP's and Windows Vista.
Well, it is
Vista's.
Out because it is shipping on OEM hardware.
It is, and that's actually what gave way to it because Lenovo, or apparently a crack has appeared based off of Lenovo's license key for the OEM
that
stuff.
I thought crack was in the Gladesville Bridge.
No. But apparently it's already, there's the license key has already enabled people to crack it.
Okay, I've got a couple of Apple stories.
Oh, I've got an Apple story to go with you, but yes.
Okay. Apple are exclusively selling the new iFi Geo, which is a
the
flash.
What?
The iFi Geo.
Okay.
Which is a flash memory card with networking and geotagging capabilities. So you plug this little 2 gigabyte SD card into your camera, and it gives your camera Wi-Fi connectivity.
Oh, this was the thing you were telling me about earlier.
Yeah.
Are we getting one of these in?
No, this is not the one that I was telling you about. This is different. No, this is different. This is not the one. No, but we should to have a look at. Basically, you plug this into your camera. It gives your camera Wi-Fi and GPS capability.
Oh, the iFi. Yes, that's right. I do remember this thing. Your camera has to support it from what I remember of these things, which...
I'm not sure that it does. It almost looks to me as though it would interrupt the write cycle and add the data.
Wow, we're getting technical now, aren't we?
As you're writing... I don't see that it necessarily needs that. Maybe a camera needs to support the Wi-Fi, but I could see the geotagging stuff as being perhaps integrated without necessarily interfering with the camera. The second Apple story that I have, and this one is hot off the presses.
Hot off the presses.
Hot off the presses.
What,
as a
the waffle
fact,
presses?
I burnt my finger on the paper.
That explains why you're not
the
holding
the
hand.
The US Federal Communications Commission, the FCC, has asked Apple and AT&T to explain their decision to reject an application developed by Google for the iPhone.
Oh, yes.
Well, let's go back a step. Google have developed a product called Google Voice.
It's a really cool product too.
What Google Voice lets you do is you sign up for Google Voice, which is free, and it gives you a phone number. It's not available here
yet.
It's available in America. So it gives you an American phone number, and you can use that one phone number then to redirect calls. And you can redirect calls based upon the caller ID to any one of other different phone numbers that you have. Now, that might be you can redirect calls to your mobile phone or to your home phone or to your work phone number, any and all, and you can do that based upon who the caller is so that you can redirect your ex-wife to voicemail, you can redirect your boss to whatever your current phone is, you can redirect your son to your home phone. Now, what's happened is that this is an app for the iPhone that was submitted to the App Store for approval, and they rejected it, and apparently the rejection was based upon a request from AT&T to Apple because it conflicts with AT&T's interests.
Of course, because, you know, they're a phone company like Optus or Telstra.
Right. So the FCC have a mission to foster a competitive wireless marketplace to protect and empower consumers and promote innovation and investment. I'm not quite sure how that applies, especially the innovation and a federal department. But be that as it may, they're basically looking at the underlying thing is they're looking at antitrust legislation, anti-monopoly legislation.
Wait, are you telling me that Are you telling me that Apple might have done something like Microsoft?
I would never suggest such a thing.
You're saying that Apple might have engaged in some sort of a monopoly about, you know, or for AT&T's benefit?
No, I would never suggest that.
Surely not.
Your Apple item is?
My Apple item is actually the whole jailbreaking thing, because this week Apple came out and said jailbreaking could knock out transmission towers. Now, just for people who aren't aware, jailbreaking is the act of basically unlocking your iPhone to become more friendly with applications.
To let you do what you want with the phone.
Yeah, basically. I mean, it lets you install things without Apple's knowledge. It lets you install programs that Apple don't endorse. Could potentially let you install Google Latitude if Google did anything for jailbreak, but they don't. It's basically a way of letting you use it from whatever provider you want. So if you buy one on Optus, you can move over to Virgin or Telstra or whatever as you want with jailbreaking. Apple this week said that jailbreaking could knock out a transmission tower, and they're basically claiming that because it overloads information, and yeah, it's a whole bunch of crap. I have never heard of this in my life, and I have a jailbroken iPhone.
This is basically scraping the bottom of the barrel.
Which they're sort of kind of forced to do at the moment, because there's a review of the Digital Millennium Copyright Act, which is the law that sort of affects... well, it's not law. It's a system that...
It's a law.
It's a law per se. It's a system that the Americans adhere to basically say, you can't do this, you can't do this, you can do that in relation to technology. And I think it was Bill Clinton, when under his government, they put this into action because it was required to sort of regulate how things were happening on the internet and technology. And
I think
so
it was W.
No, it wasn't. I'm pretty sure it was. I'm pretty sure you'll find out that was Clinton. Regardless, Bush was Homeland Security. They each have something different. Anyway, currently there's a review going of it, and Apple would like to make sure that jailbreaking is illegal. And because Apple is an American product, that's basically how it works. It would be crap if it did, because you know it's nice to have freedom over a product you've bought.
Yeah, to that's install whatever cool. operating system you want.
It's already bad enough we're forced to use iTunes, but yeah. I have an interesting Apple thing. It's just a random fact. I've been asked by a few people why...
A random fact of kindness.
Exactly. I've been asked by a few people why their Mac screens are looking really wonky. And we did some research this week, and it's because they are wonky. We're finding now that Mac laptop screens are using what we call 6-bit panels, which means... They display around 262,000 colors, roughly, and your eyes, and a trickery of the eye called dithering, blends the rest. And you've got to understand, most monitors and CRTs and TVs display around 16.7 million colors, and everything else, and these monitors have issues in this way, so it's interesting.
Yeah. On the subject of dithering, which is what I sometimes do.
Yeah, that's what you did during that freaking story before.
Yep. This is my last news item for the moment. Western Digital have announced two new mobile hard drives. These are laptop-style hard drives, 2.5-inch drives. One of them goes up to 1 terabyte capacity. So this is the first terabyte laptop hard drive.
So potentially your notebooks are going to come with 1 terabyte of space soon.
That's right.
That's 1,000 gigabyte for those at home, or 1,024 gigabyte for those at home.
Yep. They've got two new drives, a 1 terabyte one and a 750 gig. The 750 gig is retailing for US $190. 1 terabyte is US $250. For the capacity and for the technology, I don't think that's bad.
No, it's not. It sounds okay. I've got one final news item here. This is an interesting one because it's statistic. A company called Interpret, I'm reading here, market research firm focused on entertainment, media, and technology. Wow, that sounds really impressive, except it's not. They have published a survey based off illegal music downloads, which is something that does affect, affects everyone these days. I mean, it's something we all have to really be aware of, especially in relation to iPods and everything else that's kind of shaped music downloading in this country and the world. They had 24 million respondents on this survey. 24 million.
That's more than a handful.
That's more than a handful. And 36 admitted that they had downloaded music illegally in the past 3 months, which essentially makes it 1 in 3...
1 in 3 people.
1 in 3 people is a pirate of music, which means that
if you're not and I'm not, then I guess that means that Peter must be.
Or the listener.
Or it's the probably listener. The listener.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, listener. We don't really
I was wrong here, sorry. 64 million people is who this surveyed. 24 million people said that they downloaded music illegally. So 60 million is even bigger.
It's a bigger sample.
It's a huge sample.
How many people
are
there in the world? That sounds a bit large, are there?
No, you talk about people on the web. I mean,
how many people are there in the whole world, though?
6 billion. 6 billion.
In that case, okay. I'll accept that number.
And, you know, it's a large enough thing. That light's flashing. People want to talk to us or something?
Nah.
Oh, okay.
No, Peter's taking it in.
Anyway. Oh, good. It's good to know we have a...
Hi, Peter.
We have a secretary.
We do.
It's good to know we sort of have a secretary.
And
hi,
he's so
Peter.
Pretty, too.
Yeah, he is. He's running on that wheel to keep the power running. It's so cool.
He's doing so well.
Yeah.
We should probably play some music.
We probably should. This is... I understand you guys played this song earlier this week on
we
the Shed.
We played a version of this on the Shed.
Yeah, this is a
week.
Different version. This is Rufus Wainwright with a fitting title of Cigarettes and Chocolate Milk. I'd like some right now. The chocolate milk, that is.
All those in favour?
Aye.
Cigarettes and chocolate milk. These are just a couple of my cravings. Everything it seems I like's a little bit stronger, a little bit thicker, a little bit harder.
If you thought after school detention was just cleaning up the playground and sitting in the classroom, well, 2RDJ FM is about to change all that and make it a lot more fun.
If you like the sounds of being on after-school detention for 2 hours with five of your friends in a radio station, playing the music of your choice, games, and presenting your own radio show,
then after-school detention with Jason Maria at 2RDJ FM is for you and your friends. To get on after-school detention at 2RDJ is as simple as standing outside the principal's office.
Just go to www.radio2rdj.com and dob in your school for after-school detention. That website, once again, is www.radio2rdj.com.
It's the Gatch Grill on 88.1 Radio 2RDJ, the voice of the Inner West. And hey, if you're listening to this online, you just heard this 30 seconds ago from when we actually said it. That was kind of effective, that one. Now, right now we're going to talk about the e-cigarette. Sorry, the e-cigarette, which is a device that's fairly new. We played with one earlier this year. I say we played with one of that. I choked to death on one.
And let's have a listen to what happened at that time.
Okay.
Now, bear in mind that this is a non-smoking studio.
Yeah. We actually think that while I originally thought that this would be a better device had it been ironically designed so that, you know, it was used to dispel the air and make the air smell better. It actually doesn't do any of that. Instead, I'll just... Dad can describe what I'm doing.
He is looking like he's smoking a cigarette. The end of it...
It feels wrong!
The end of it lights up like it's a cigarette, a little red light in it, sort of like there's ash on there.
Suddenly having an addiction to nicotine.
And it gives you your nicotine. Your nicotine. You're okay there.
This is wrong. This is just terrible. It's what you get is a you can taste.
He smoked, but he didn't inhale.
I can't inhale. It's all you. It's still digital feeds. I'm inhaling my own podcast. You can't actually. Okay, it's got a little bit on the end that lights up to simulate the idea that you're smoking something. But the actual bit here, this orange bit, actually has nicotine in it. So it's not a way to wean you off cigarettes in the slightest. In fact, from what
it's
I read...
It's a way to keep the addiction, huh?
Yeah, it's a way to keep the addiction and smoke without having a smoke. You could smoke in a restaurant, basically, without the smell, without the... I don't know why I coughed there, but it felt really weird, as if I was inhaling something.
Do you know what I think would be really funny? Take that into somewhere like on a bus or on a plane where you're not allowed to smoke.
What happens
and
if
they
I...
would accuse you of smoking and you say, but I'm not smoking.
What happens if I blow on it? Nothing apparently happens. And it's great to relive the past like that, especially when laughed at.
That was back in January. January when we first encountered the e-cigarette. And
now it's back.
We weren't particularly impressed with it as a device, and in fact, we covered it.
I think my lungs were less impressed with it than yours.
And we covered it as a useless gadget.
Which we then had some guy email us about.
We had some guy email us about it, and he told us that we didn't give it a fair go.
Now, before we talk about it, we would like to say that we did ask the company who make these things.
Well, hang on, just before we get to that.
Okay.
The guy who emailed us, of course, failed to disclose that he sells the damn things.
There is that. Now, we should note that we did ask the company who produced these things, a company called Enjoy. We did ask them earlier in the week if they'd like to come on the show. We have yet to have a response. I assume that once this appears online, we probably will have a response.
Too late, suckers.
Yeah, a bit too late. Well, suckers is the right word. But what's the story this week?
Well, the story this week is that, first of all, the FDA in America...
The Food and Drug Administration.
Food and Drug Administration has ruled that that e-cigarettes, the consumption of them, and the consumption of them is basically inhaling their product... is unhealthy for you. It is not good for you.
Huh, these devices,
these devices contain nicotine and other carcinogens, and that they're not good for you.
We should probably mention what they are, just in case you haven't realized yet. The e-cigarette is basically a white barrel or a silver barrel. It comes in lots of colors.
Yes, it does. We'll talk about that in a moment.
And it's a two-part cigarette. It's powered by USB, and it's basically got a water vapor generator in the barrel. So instead of smoking in and exhaling smoke, what you do is you sort of exhale water vapor, or it comes out the back of the cigarettes.
But what you're inhaling, though, is still
pure
nicotine.
Yeah, absolutely. It's not. The idea is that it's not as bad for you as a cigarette, but it actually is. In fact, it's worse in some ways.
With regard to smoking, how bad is not as bad? Now, the FDA has
it's about the same realization too. I'm going to jump out of a plane. Will I do it tandem with a guy on my back? Or will I do it by myself?
A parachute.
Yeah, it's all about the same, really.
Yeah. Now, the FDA has ruled that they're unsafe devices, they're unhealthy devices, and the e-cigarette industry, for some reason, is upset over this.
Mm.
And they're protesting that
they think there should be a regulation for this.
Yeah, well, maybe there should, and the regulation should probably say ban the devices. I'm not sure.
I don't know banning devices. But I'm not sure. Yeah, well, banning never, like them.
Banning never achieves anything, no, as far as I'm concerned.
Prohibition.
But yeah, exactly. So we now have the battle lines being drawn in America, and this is going to be quite an interesting battle, because the FDA says these are bad. The e-cigarette industry...
I say these are bad after trying them.
The e-cigarette industry says that the FDA studies are flawed. But the reality is that, are these actually good for you? And the end result is that...
It's a cigarette, so no, the answer is no. I mean,
it's got nicotine.
Cigars are bad for you even though you're not supposed to inhale them. They're still bad for you.
Right.
Alcohol is bad for you. Chocolate is bad. Granted, everything is bad for you, but but much like a cigarette is worse for you than chocolate, this is worse for you as well than chocolate.
Yeah. The thing is that alcohol, if you drink a glass of red wine or two a day, then that's supposed to be good for you.
And
it
used to be thought that cigarettes were good for you, but, research has proven against that.
That's right.
I
defy anybody to show me something that is good about nicotine-based products.
They're addictive and they make people lots of money.
Yeah, yeah. That's not necessarily good.
No, it's not. But what's interesting about this, and this is the sort of angle I find, because I'm not a smoker, and I don't care if people do or not. That's your prerogative, and it's great that you enjoy it. I do take issue with people who kind of encourage kids to smoke, though, because we've been I think the media's been trying to dispel this for decades now. But the Enjoy cigarettes, or all these other companies that make e-cigarettes, it's not just one, it's multiples around the world. Just looking at one mob, they've got multiple flavors, because in regular cigarettes you get traditional flavor, which tastes like burnt something, and then there's menthol, which I don't know.
And that's about it.
That's about it. For these sorts of things, you can get apple flavor, strawberry flavor, and vanilla flavor. So out of curiosity...
And pretty colors.
How is this not targeting... Yeah, you can get silver and red cigarettes.
How is this not targeting kids?
Exactly. Great. I mean, they're saying
that's where I have a problem with what they're saying.
They're saying that you can get better flavors of nicotine and stuff. It's just a little bit wonky. So we'll probably see more of this to come, and I'm sure someone will respond to us.
I'm hoping that they will. Mm-hmm. I'm certainly hoping that they will. Bring it on, e-cigarette industry. We're ready for you.
Don't sue us because we haven't got any money.
Bring on your arguments. We invited you to talk. You
absolutely
declined to even give
you
us the courtesy of a response.
Absolutely.
That's your problem, not ours.
It's one of the topics that we actually enjoy looking at here because it's complicated and it's something you can set fire to.
It certainly is. This is Nigel Kennedy.
The Jimi Hendrix song?
Yes.
Fire. Radio 2RDJ, this is the Gadget Grill, the only Gadget Grill that is filled with hot air right now. That's mostly because I've been speaking a lot, and I'm a hot air balloon in disguise.
There you go.
Yeah.
I've got an interesting case study that comes to us via...
Oh, you have an interesting something?
I know.
Disturbing.
Comes to us, strangely, by way of USA Today. Story that recently...
Yesterday,
appeared...
right?
Yeah, USA Yesterday. Story that appeared in USA Today about the owner of a New Jersey-based marketing company was preparing to give a client a generous price cut of over $100,000 worth of audio-video conferencing equipment.
Cool, nice.
Which is significant.
Yeah.
But before her sales rep could extend the offer, her chief rival... from a Dallas-based conferencing system maker, sent the client an email disparaging the original company and offering a steeper discount.
Sounds legal.
Sounds
almost defamatory in some way.
Well, there's the defamatory part of it as well, but the other part of it, of course, was that the breach of the email security, you know, sort of the breach of security.
How did they find out?
How did they know? In actual fact, what happened was that at some point along the way, somebody jumped ship from one company to the secondary company.
Almost like insider trading.
Yes. And brought their laptop with them. And in looking at the laptop, saw the emails, was able to work out what the email... They jumped ship from the new place to the from the secondary place to the first place.
Good, because you're confusing me, and I wasn't sure what to do.
Good. And in jumping ship, the guy got the laptop back, which had the emails confirming his appointment and conditions.
That's good. You wouldn't want to be clumsy with your words here. You know, could you stop dying? That'd be good.
I know. Sorry about that. In confirming, in doing that, the guy from the Dallas-based company was able to work out email addresses and logins for the New Jersey-based company, and he went into their servers and created forwarders so that he got copies of all of their emails.
Basically, they need better security.
Well, that's the whole purpose of what I'm saying here, that you need to...
Wait. You have all of that to say that?
Yes.
Oh, Christ.
But just to give you an example of what can happen, this actually did happen. The guy is now serving time in jail.
So the moral of the story is, have good security, get some security software, and you don't have to listen to my dad drone on and on and on about...
Well, we can go one step further also. Create... email addresses and use passwords that are not easy to be guessed.
Yes, I think we mentioned this in the show on our website a few months ago when they had Security Week.
Yeah, but this was something that just came up and I thought it was of interest.
It's semi-relevant, yeah. All right, we've got another smoky song next. This is a Coleman Hawkins jazz song, you know, something cool, with Smoke Gets in Your Eyes. Radio 2RDJ. This is the Gadget Grill with Lee and Gary Stark.
He must be around here somewhere.
Yeah, he's probably somewhere around pissing someone off. I mean, he does that from time to time. I think I'm talking about Gary for a change. Lee's actually a really nice guy. Yeah, he just gets
he just gets
mistreated sometimes, you know.
Usually by himself.
Usually by myself, and good sort of... I'm not going to go there. You've been listening to The Gadget Grill. We are actually next week doing a really interesting topic. A couple of us were invited to a science sort of thing last week.
Real science.
Okay. Not the sort of weird science that appeared in the movies in the 80s with, you know, girls that came out of the computer screen and whatnot. You remember that weird
the
science?
The fly.
No, that was Cronenberg science. No, actually, next week we'll be finding... Hold on, I have to do this. This is my sort of promo for next week. Will robots destroy us all? Seriously, that's my promo. Isn't that good?
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's...
Oh, good! Yes.
Will computers destroy us all?
When will we see the paperless computer?
Oh, we're not doing that.
The paperless office.
The paperless office. The paperless computer. I think we're there.
Okay.
Next week, we're actually talking about something called the singularity, which makes no sense. It's mostly all theoretical. So if you've come up with an idea for what the singularity is now, guess what? You're right. Yeah, probably not, actually. But next week, we will be talking, we'll be hearing from some people who have bigger brains brains than mine, but that might only be because...
They have bigger brains than yours.
Well, they might not have bigger brains than mine. I'm just kind of giving them a good heads up here, a good starting point. They might have smaller brains. Anyway, that's it for the show. We're going to end with something that, you know, it's probably about to start, isn't it?
It is about to start.
We're going to end with Radiohead, because in this show, you would have needed an iron lung to make it through.
Now.
You probably do. So you want to finish up, Dad?
Okay, you've been listening to The Gadget Grill on to RDJ FM 88.1, www.radio2rdj.com on the internet. We'll be back next week at 9 o'clock with more Gadget Grill.
See you then. Have a good week.